Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, good afternoon. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hope you're having a great hump day. Yeah, it might not feel like hump day because a lot of us were not working on Monday, but it is hump day and it is great to be with you. 803-0930-*930 gets you on this very program if you would like to join us today. And I hate to do this off the top, Tanner, I left some papers in the printer. If you have a second, I am so sorry. That is embarrassing. And I apologize. I meant to get to the printer and I zoned out. Anyway, before we get to the topic, I would like to say thanks to the Buffalo Broadcasters Association, they're having their Hall of Fame induction next week. And yesterday they released a list. Ooh, am I supposed to say this yet? Hold on. No, it doesn't say that it needs to be embargoed or anything. So, on here, it has the Rising Star Award. And I would like to thank them for the nomination of the Rising Star Award. Now, there's some really great competition in this category. All a lot younger than me. And I would like to give a shout out to our own Joe Calley, who's also on the Rising Star Award. But, you know, I like I said to David, I do feel like Dennis Quaid in The Rookie. You know, I don't know if you've seen the movie. He's the teacher. He gave up on his baseball dream. He goes to tryouts because he told the baseball team if they won something, he would go try out. And it's based on a true story. And he gets into the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, and that's who they were at the time, the Devil Rays, into their bullpen, has a little bit of an MLB career. That's how I feel. I feel like Dennis Quaid in The Rookie. However, as much as it is a list of very deserving people, probably more deserving than me, I'm also very competitive. So I hope next week I'm talking about winning this Rising Star Award. I would guess that I'm not going to win it purely based on the fact that no one alerted me and I found out this information myself. But just to be on a list is I greatly appreciative to all the folks over there at the Buffalo Broadcasters Association. Didn't even know they knew my name, so happy to find that out. All right, in this first segment, we're going to talk about crime. That's right. Crime is all in the news, and President Trump is trying to put a stop to the crime issue in America, and you have people pushing back on the president trying to put a stop to the crime issue, including Governor J.P. Pritzker. Now, Chicago has been a place for crime for as long as I can remember, right? I mean, the stats out of Chicago, it's I would say it's heartbreaking, right? But it does not scream stats from a safe place. But J.P. Pritzker has been very against the president putting any kind of National Guard or ICE into Chicago or anywhere in Illinois. Here's what he said yesterday. I want you to hear this.
To Chicagoans, what you can do is look out for your communities and your neighbors. Know your rights. Film things that you see happening in your neighborhoods and your streets and share them with the news media. Authoritarians thrive on your silence. Be loud for America.
Okay, so there's a few things I have wrong with that, but he is telling the people of Chicago to get their cameras out to report. You would think, oh, he wants people to get out there and report crime. Maybe you see someone running out of a store with anything, right? And you report the crime. No, no, no. He wants you to tattletale on people who are there to get the crime issue under control. He's not calling on the residents of Chicago to, you know, I don't know. They see someone with a gun waving it around. No, 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 no. They don't want you to take a video of that or call the police. No, 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 no. They want you to alert the media if National Guards are there or if ICE is there doing their job. What an absolute joke of a politician J.P. Pritzker is. This guy, I'm sorry. I mean, he comes across as I mean, obviously he thinks he has a path to the White House. That's crazy. But he is saying that the bigger threat in that clip that you just heard, he is saying that the bigger threat is ICE and National Guard and not the murders in Chicago or, you know, any kind of crime in Chicago, shoplifting, assault. I mean, the list goes on. No, no, he doesn't care about you reporting that. He wants you to report the National Guard or ICE. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy to me. And you're seeing this all around. I mean, Kathy Hochul every day is tweeting about how she's standing up to Trump. Again, I haven't seen her actually standing up to Trump. This is her latest on Twitter today. Again, going after Trump. She says, where is that one? Well, she posts about the drop in shoplifting, right? There's been a 12% drop in shoplifting in New York City as the state's retail theft. Okay, Kathy, but it's still a problem. And maybe it's not the problem. I mean, it is. It's a huge problem in New York City. 12% drop. There is still a huge retail theft problem. There's a retail theft problem in New York State. Not just New York City. I know Kathy is now Manhattan Kathy, and she has forgotten about Western New York. But there is a shoplifting problem. We talked about this one of my first days at the fair this year. I told you about walking through a big box store in Lancaster, and everything was locked up. Not just the expensive iPads or computer, laptop computers. No, everything. The case for your phone at that big box store is $9.99. Locked up. The box for your charger. Locked up. There is a video going around on social media of a store. I don't know if this is local or not. Of a store that's locking up Halloween candy. And more, you go to a drugstore. One of the drugstores still open in Western New York. More and more stuff is either locked up or behind the counter. right? A lot of the electronic stuff that they sell at a Walgreens or a CVS is now either near or behind the counter, replacing where the cigarettes used to be. Because if it was anywhere else, that stuff would go walking out the door. So, you know, you have Governor Hochul who wants to play tough. They want to talk about where crime is down. Crime is down. Here's the problem. People in New York City, people in Chicago, people in Washington, D.C., people in Baltimore, people in San Francisco, they don't feel safe. You can throw stats all you want. They don't feel safe. And by the way, the stats are still pretty bad. I mean, what was the stat this weekend? 54 shootings in Chicago alone in one weekend? That's pretty bad. And for people like J.P. Pritzker or Kathy Hochul to go out and say, you know, we've got it under control, it doesn't seem like you do. It doesn't seem like you do. 9 killed, 52 wounded over Labor Day weekend, most violent holiday weekend of the summer. And this is what the governor of Chicago says about it.
Just during the last week, I've been in neighborhoods across Chicago, from Bronzeville to South Shore to Chatham to Little Village. The president's absurd characterizations do not match what is happening on the ground here.
I mean, are you crazy? This is all a pushback because, again, it's whatever Trump says, we have to go the complete opposite. And then you've got people like Mark Poloncarz, the county executive, who will just jump on anything the Democrats say. Let me tell you this. So this is a poll from the APNORC that says 53% of Americans approve of how Trump is handling crime. That's, by the way, higher than his approval rating in most polls. And most Americans agree that crime is a major problem in America's cities. This is how people feel. Most people, and by the way, if we're talking about people in American cities, that means, yes, even Democrats agree that crime is an issue. But again, you can't have Pritzker, Newsom, Hochul, they can't go ahead and agree with that because that's agreeing with Trump. So instead, they put out this they put out this crazy stuff about how everything is under control. And again, that just doesn't equal what people are seeing in the real world. Again, I played you this last week. This is a Chicago resident being interviewed by CNN.
This is a good thing. I think that the governor as well as the mayor should be on board with it just so we can get a bit more of security in Chicago the way that we need.
The crime has dropped since 2024. Do you feel like the city feels safer?
No.
Okay. That's how people feel. That's your residence. Instead of just reading off the talking points, which by the way, and this is a problem on both sides of the aisle, the just reading the talking points and ignoring reality. But it is clearly in the last 10 months, the Democrats have been the most guilty of it with Trump in the White House. They just repeat talking points. That's all it is. And by the way, it's the same talking points that lost them the election in November. Yeah, that's one thing I wanted to bring up yesterday in Denton when I was talking about the Poloncarz letter about how we got to flip these red districts. But what are you doing differently? Like, nowhere in that email did the county executive say what the Democrat Party is doing differently than what they did in November. The party has gone completely anti-Trump. That's all the party stands for. And now, this is how anti-Trump it is. Mayor Bowser in D.C., who is no fan of President Trump, says she welcomes the president's help indefinitely. And you have people on the far left on social media calling for her resignation because she's working with the president. They are mad at her for putting her city ahead of Jeremy Zellner's talking points. something Mark Poloncarz would never do, right? It's party over country. Governor Hochul, the same way, it's party over country. Well, in their case, party over county, party over state. You see Sean Ryan go in there, it's going to be whatever the party wants of him. I mean, the party is pretty much installing him in that position. He hasn't had to do much. Zellner's been running that campaign since day one. But that's what these elected officials, they are putting the talking points from their party over what their own residents are saying. I mean, what do you think CNN went out and asked, hey, are you a Trump supporter? No, they just asked random people on the street and they were telling them, we don't feel safer. And how could you? How could you feel safer when 9 are killed, 52 wounded, after nearly 40 shootings in the city of Chicago? You're telling me that's a safe place? You're telling me that the president can't help you? This is the same governor. He's turning down ICE. He's turning down National Guard. He says our residents feel safe. That is not true. This is the mayor, the mayor of Chicago yesterday. A crazy statement.
Shootings will continue as long as this presidential administration continues to put politics over people.
What? He's blaming President Trump for putting politics over people. You and the governor have continuously fought against any help from the federal government for your crime-ridden city. That is beyond absurd to say. The problem is, again, people like Mark, the county executive, I hate to keep picking on him, but he's the best example for this. He will, okay, that's what the party wants me to say. That's what I'll go with. Can anyone, 803-0930, start 930, I know we have liberals who listen. Colin, explain to me how that statement makes any sense. 803-0930, star 930. How does shootings will continue as long as this administration continues to put politics over people? How can you put one of those shootings? In Chicago, by the way, the strictest gun laws, 40 shootings on the weekend. The mayor is putting it on President Trump for his offered help to clean up the crime-ridden city of Chicago. That is insane. I'd love to hear from you after this break. 803-0930. Star 930 gets you on the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Why does this sound familiar?
I just had it written down in my notes for some reason. Maybe you've been brainwashed too, New Radicals.
Oh yeah, that's the title track of their only album. Maybe you've been brainwashed too. Great album, great song. I knew that. You know, in the '90s, they liked the long intro. That was by the way, for a one-hit wonder, not to lean on Friday's show, for a one-hit wonder, that New Radicals album, there's not a bad song on it, and if you're a fan of the movie with Mandy Moore, A Walk to Remember, like that entire album's used in the movie. Just saying. Hey, welcome back. It's Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're talking with you live on the radio, and we're talking about crime this segment. You know, just going back to the pushback, and by the way, your calls are welcome. 803-0930, star 930. I would really like to... What am I looking for here? I would really like to hear from a Democrat that can tell me how the mayor of Chicago saying, quote, shootings will continue as long as this administration continues to put politics over people, how anyone can believe that. I mean, that is just, talk about gaslighting. How about if the administration came into Chicago and actually did to Chicago what they're doing in D.C.? Like, why are elected officials so against that? You can't handle the problem. That's clear. Right? You can't handle the problem. So why not let the president, the National Guard, ICE clean up the issue and make Illinois, make Chicago a safer place? Or are you scared that it will actually work and maybe your jobs won't be as safe as they are today? I don't know. That's just my question. Back to this article about 53% of Americans approve how Trump is handling crime. Earlier this month, President Trump activated National Guard members to reduce crime in Washington, D.C., and has threatened to do so in other large cities. Two-thirds of the public think crime is a major problem in the country. Overall, 8 in 10 say it's a major problem in large cities. But again, only 53%, I'm sorry, only a fifth, 1 in 5, say crime is a major problem in small towns or rural areas in their own community. 55% of the public think it's acceptable for U.S. military and National Guard to assist local police in large cities, but only a third support the federal government taking control of major city police departments, which, by the way, and to my understanding, is not something that's even been suggested. Now, if you look at this, 81%... believe crime is a major problem in large cities. 18% think it's a minor problem, and whoever the 1% that thinks it's not a problem probably should not be asked to do these polls again. In the United States, 66% think overall in the United States crime is a major problem. Again, 64% think it's a minor problem in small small towns or rural areas. And again, this is what constituents are saying. This is what the people in Chicago are saying, in New York are saying. I will remind you of this gentleman in Washington, D.C., who had a very positive remark to seeing the National Guard in the subways. This is from just a few weeks ago.
I feel safer. I do. It doesn't bother me at all. I just feel more military, police presence there are. I just feel like I'm more inclined to be downtown more often.
And isn't that, again, I know I said this last week, isn't that the point? Clean up crime so people actually feel safe to go out. And then people go out, as he mentioned, downtown, and go to your businesses and help the economy. Right? Fixing the crime issue, lowering crime in major cities can only help those cities. And for the most part, you don't see the pushback on Mario Bowser. You don't see it from people in Washington. No, it's far left liberals in other parts of the country who don't have to live in D.C. with the crime problem. Her thanking the president and accepting as much help as the president wants to give, you now have liberals outside, probably living in Erie County, which, let's be honest, can fix a lot of problems, telling D.C.'s mayor that they know best and that she should resign. Right? I've seen it. I've seen it on social media. I mean, a lot of liberals here in Western New York have been very critical of Mario Bowser accepting help. How about you let her take care of her city? And maybe you should focus on the problems in this very city or in this very county. I know our elected officials in the county don't like to focus on the issues in their own county. But I think that's mighty flawed to think you know more than the mayor in D.C., and now you're calling for her resignation. Why? Because she wants her constituents to be safe? My gosh, the nerve. Let's go to Mark in Tonawanda. Mark, what do you think of all this?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing all right.
I watch this on TV every day, and first and foremost, those two are traitors. They're looking at the people who are the only ones. They got to stick together, and they got to vote these people out. Between here, California, wherever the problem is, Colorado, all these nut job states, you have to vote these people out. And if they don't get enough people to vote, then a lot of it they're asking for. This stuff now is condition critical right now. Now, the reason why they don't want Trump coming in to clean it up, which I truly believe he just wants to clean it up. He don't want to go through 15 different judges to tell him, no, you can't. He just wants to clean it up. Short, sweet, and simple. But in this country, it doesn't work that way. Okay? They don't want him coming in because they're afraid of getting voted out, which they're going to get voted out anyway, hopefully. And they don't want him showing them up. Because Trump will say, like I would say, anybody would say, look how easy it was. They don't want that.
Yeah, but
the governor's arrogant. And the mayor, to me, looks like he's got some issues. When he talks, he stares at you like some kind of zombie. That's a whole other story. Okay? But the thing is, they don't want them to come in and show them up. Because all they want to do is sit back. Well, we need money for this. So what they're saying, give everybody a free house, then they're not going to commit crime anymore. So basically, you're paying them to be good. I can't believe what a mess this is. It's unbelievable. Something simple. Now, Trump's usually a guy of his word. He said he's going in. I don't understand why he didn't talk about it. Just go and do it and get it over with. But here, the other problem is everybody wants to drag Trump to court all the time. If I was Trump, you know what I'd say? From what I'm reading, they're giving courses on people how to obstruct vehicles and protest in the street. Now, you don't think they're going to put a spin on that? Well, make sure you trip and fall in front of one of them. Then they're going to splash, look at Trump's people are running us over. They got the power. They got the lawyers. Take the governor and mayor in and say, you're actually promoting this?
Well, I mean, that's
liable for that. Go ahead.
To me, that's the craziest part of all this. As I started with the governor telling people to film federal authorities, film them in your neighborhood. You know, instead of, I don't know, filming and reporting the crime taking place in your neighborhood, he's more concerned with ICE and National Guard getting filmed and reported to the media than he is about actual crime getting reported to the authorities.
I told you, Joe, the bottom line is this. If I was running it, I'd say, you want to play the film game? I would have my own set of photographers, get the rule book out, get the law book out. Somebody jumps in front of my car, starts banging on my windshield or whatever they're driving. that if I think that's over the line, Star, get buses. If you got to get buses, load them all up in a bus. This has to stop. We're at the point now in this country, if this is a real turning point now. If this doesn't get corrected now, it's like a bad tooth. You don't get it filled or you don't get it pulled right now, you're going to lose every tooth in your mouth. The cities are going to crumble.
That is a great analogy. That is a great analogy,
I'm telling you right now. This stuff is crazy. It drives me insane. Yeah. This guy gets on TV. We don't have a problem here. Then he wants to insult my intelligence, at least. He goes during the morning on a stroll. Oh, look how safe it is. You know what I'd say? I'm coming in between 9 and 5 in the morning, and I'm going to pick the neighborhood and street. And people fall for this. Oh, look how great Chicago is. It's great. Look, I'm walking in the morning. Nothing's going on here. I'd say, nice try. Everybody else might fall for it, but not me. I'll pick the time and the street, and let's see if you want to cruise down one of these streets that you got here in the summertime like now in the middle, and we'll see if you take your family and you feel safe they're not going to get mugged or robbed. I mean, this stuff is crazy. I'm almost ready to go to Chicago myself, and it's just driving me crazy. It's just driving me crazy. And it's not here. It's here. It's a little bit here. It's Chicago.
Well,
it's California's a mess. And in closing, the thing that's going to stop this dead coal in its tracks, like California, you can have all the liberal policies you want, but if the businesses come and they leave and your money goes to a different state, then you're forced to do something. And California's got a huge problem, and they won't admit it until every store is empty, like you said. Everything's getting locked up and everything else. It's crazy. It's going to come to Chicago, then it'll go to New York, and then it'll just be everywhere. I just can't believe, like you said, you know, I don't care who's there. You could have little green men from Mars with guns. If they're here to help, and they're another eyes and vehicles on the street to get this trash off the street that are robbing and killing people.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, I'm seeing some of these kids are going to school. They got to worry about dodging bullets to get on the bus. And you say you don't have a problem. They should be brought up on charges. They're traitors.
Well, like
don't
I said, I
traitors.
They're projecting. I mean, they say that it's Trump that's causing the shooting. I don't know how any serious person can have those words come out of their mouth. Mark, I appreciate the call. Mark in Tonawanda, 803-0930, *930. You know, I was watching the Scott Jennings show last night. Oh, I'm sorry, the Abby Phillips show with Scott Jennings, and he had this to say.
Well, he's threatening Chicago with two things. One, a surge of federal resources, so ICE, CPB, other federal agents. So that's bucket number one. Bucket number two would be the National Guard. I still think regardless of what happens in the courts on the National Guard, they're going to be surging other federal resources into Chicago specifically to deal with the illegal immigration problem. So don't know how the court case is going to play out. Obviously, the Ninth Circuit has overruled this district court judge before. But, you know, I talked to the president today. He had a press conference in the Oval, and I'm just telling you, he is intent on doing anything and everything he can to get into the city of Chicago.
And the crime rates are plummeting in Washington, D.C.
The
mayor of
D.C.
is thanking the president.
But just to be clear, the National Guard is not doing any of that. The National Guard is not doing any of that. The people doing that are other law enforcement agents.
All right, we're having some issues with the audio coming out of the computer. We'll come back to it. 803-0930, *930. Pretty much just talking about the what you've seen in D.C. and the cleanup in D.C. when it comes to crime. Again, the mayor, believe me, if it wasn't working in D.C., the mayor of D.C. would not be complimentary and would not be agreeing for indefinite help from the president. And I just think it is foolish of the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Illinois to push back on the offered help from the president of the United States. And again, it shows how politics, how some of these people do put politics ahead of country. And again, your own constituents are on the streets saying that they would welcome the help. They don't feel safer currently in Chicago and would love the extra security and, again, feel safe, you know, going out at night, going as in D.C. The guy says he feels safer going into the city, feels safer on the subway at night. Wouldn't that be welcoming and wouldn't that be nice if that was the case in all major U.S. cities. I believe so. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. We'll continue talking a little bit about this because, you know, to Mark's point, I know we're talking about major cities, but crime is an issue in Western New York and in Erie County and in New York State. And anytime something happens, you have people like Sean Ryan via press release supporting his stance on bail reform. Now you've got Governor Hochul out there asking judges, you know, judges, do your job. Again, this is legislation. Bail reform can be revisited. You can reform the reform. But there doesn't seem to be an appetite from Albany Democrats to do that. So you have Governor Hochul saying, well, the judge is this, this, this. But you have Sean Ryan, again, not talking to media, right? Sean Ryan hasn't been out there talking to media. He just likes to release, have his little press releases. So obviously he knows it's not a winning point for his run for mayor. That's why he wants to focus on things like crosswalks and, you know, other issues that, again, are not the top of the list for anybody. He does not want to. And it's not just the station. He won't talk to 247 about the crime issue in the city of Buffalo. Because, again, he would have to be questioned about his record as a senator and his far left, you know, the far left policies that he stood there on in Albany. And obviously he doesn't feel like he needs to answer those things because he thinks he can just cruise into City Hall. And we'll see. We'll see if that's a winning strategy. But I don't know what his plan is once he's mayor. Like, he's still going to be asked those questions when he's mayor if he were to win in November. I mean, will he answer them then? Again, I think it's a slap in the face to the people of Buffalo, New York, that this guy doesn't think he has to run a campaign and thinks he can just run away from the media and just talk to his buddies at little outings. Like, I think that is a slap in the face to every resident of Buffalo. And again, if he doesn't feel like it's important to talk with you before November, then why would you vote for him? 803-0930, star 930, back after this. Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the program. Happy to be with you on this Wednesday. That's right, already Wednesday, hump day. It's a travel weekend for your humble host down to Tech for another game, hopefully better than the game last weekend. And then the Bills home on Sunday. I'll be at both, so follow my social media at The Joe Beamer for the adventures. We'll get to that at the end of this hour. I want to talk about, I thought the last episode of Hard Knocks was a little lacking, but we'll get to that in a second. We started the show talking about crime, and the audio on this video was, let's just say, crap. So I think I fixed the issue. So I want to play this before we're done with this topic because, you know, I found the video yesterday, and I wanted to play it for everybody. This is Scott Jennings talking about the crime crackdown and how it's worked in D.C. Why, exactly what I've been saying for the last hour. Why wouldn't you want this in Chicago, New York, San Francisco, so on and so forth? Here's the audio.
Yeah, well, he's threatening Chicago with two things. One, a surge of federal resources, so ICE, CPB, other federal agents. So that's bucket number one. Bucket number two would be the National Guard. I still think, regardless of what happens in the courts on the National Guard, they're going to be surging other federal resources into Chicago specifically to deal with the illegal immigration problem. So don't know how the court case is going to play out. Obviously, the Ninth Circuit has overruled this district court judge before. But, you know, I talked to the president today. He had a press conference in the Oval. And I'm just telling you, he is intent on doing anything and everything he can to get into the city of Chicago.
And the crime rates are plummeting in Washington, D.C.
I understand
the mayor of
that.
D.C. is thanking the president.
But just to be clear, the National Guard is not doing any of that. The National Guard is not doing any of that. The people doing that are other law enforcement agencies like ICE and Border Patrol.
I'll tell you one thing they're doing.
And
ATF
around, and others.
I'll tell you one thing they're doing. I walked around Washington, D.C. all weekend long with my family. I had my entire family there.
And we did run into the National Guard. And I'm just going to tell you, having these guys walking around, keeping an eye on things, they were greeting the public. I saw a lot of people walking up to them, thanking them for keeping an eye on Washington, D.C. I think there's something to be said for just having more eyes and ears on the streets. People are less likely to commit crimes in front of four or five National Guardsmen.
Their visibility is a deterrent. But what happens once you pull them back, right? That doesn't really solve the problem.
Well, it's a good question. And today, Mayor Bowser actually signed an executive order inviting an ongoing federal presence in Washington, D.C., and didn't put an end date on it. I mean, just as Ben said, she has acknowledged that this has worked. Crime has gone down. People are being arrested. Illegal guns are coming off the streets. And there is apparently some cooperation between a Democrat and a Republican administration, which you're not getting a scintilla of out of Illinois, which I think is a political mistake.
100%. That's Scott Jennings. You heard a little bit of Ben Shapiro in there as well. I say this all the time. And, you know, Democrats have not been able to forget November. I mean, they are still hurting over November. I mean, you see, and I will say this, and I'm probably going to get spoken to about this. You can only be so emotional and be a good leader. Okay? It's just true. You cannot be overly emotional and be a good leader. I'm sorry. And you can't govern with your emotions. That's been a problem, especially for the local Democratic Party. But that's been a problem for Democrats nationwide. You cannot govern with emotion. I mean, think about in your own personal life. You let your emotions get the best of you. How many times have you made a bad decision because you let your emotions get in the way? I think we're all guilty of it, right? But I guarantee a majority of people listening to me on the radio right now don't bring their emotions to work, right? When you're governing, governor, mayor, county executive, that's your job. You can't let your emotions get in the way. And you can't let your politics get in the way. Both are happening when it comes to crime and illegal immigration. People are letting their emotions, they want to govern by emotion and have you make your decisions but don't you have a heart? Huh? You know, emotions. Sorry, to quote Ben Shapiro, facts don't care about your feelings and laws don't care about your feelings. Okay? There are laws. And ignoring the issue or telling people don't believe your lying eyes, which that's not just J.P. Pritzker. That has been years of awful leadership in Illinois and in Chicago. And we still have the same problem. And now you've got those two in Illinois that are letting the talking points and a little bit of emotion get in the way. And you cannot govern when that happens. Yes, you need Democrats to work with Republicans to work with Democrats. And that's been an ongoing issue in today's political landscape. But when we're talking about crime, it really shouldn't be Republican versus Democrat. It should be, I don't care who you are. I don't care what letters next to your name. I don't care what platform you ran on. You're going to clean up the crime in my town? You're welcome. To quote Journey, with arms wide open, you are welcome into my town to help clean up a problem that we clearly have. 803-0930, star 930 gets you onto the program. If you have anything you would like to add. By the way, there's going to be a news conference today here on WBEN. We're going to carry some of it. Senator Ort will be there, and he'll be talking about denouncing Democrats' costly energy mandates, an urge for additional public hearings and public comment, and a extension to the deadline of the electric mandate that starts at the end of this year. So stay tuned for that. Again, that's another one. You know, crime obviously far surpasses. You want a safe community. That's first and foremost. But when we're talking about green energy and we're talking about this electric mandate and, you know, moving off of using natural gas in homes, again, we're not prepared as a state for that. The grid's not prepared for that. People want to have the option to pick either gas stoves, gas dryers, gas furnaces. And the state is taking, I mean, again, the same party that tells you that Donald Trump is taking away your freedom and your democracy, that party is literally taking away your freedom and democracy in the state of New York. You no longer have the freedom to pick a gas stove. When you vote on the ballot like a few years ago, you know, no excuse absentee ballots, and the state just ignored your vote. Remember that? But that same party will tell you that Trump is taking away your freedoms and your democracy. Literally, New York has done both. And they are going to continue. Not only do they want to take away your gas stove and your gas dryer and your gas furnace, they eventually want to take away your gas car. They want gas to be completely out of the state of New York. But they will sit there and say that they're the ones standing for your freedoms and Donald Trump's taking them away. A word I've used a lot today, that's completely absurd. Speaking of absurd, there's something I want to get to. Lab-grown meat. Have you heard of lab-grown meat? Sounds like something I would never in a million years want to try. Well, guess what? If you live in Texas, you will never get the opportunity to try lab-grown meat because a new state law that took effect on Labor Day prohibiting manufacturers' sale, distribution, or even possession of lab-grown, cell-cultured meat in Texas. Senate Bill 261, signed into law back in June, bars these products for 2 years under the threat of criminal penalties. Hey, Tanner, what are you doing time for? I was in possession. Oh, really? Possession of what? Lab-grown meat. Supporters, including Texas ranchers and the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, say the law protects traditional agriculture from disruptive competition. I cannot agree with this more. The idea of eating anything that was made in a lab, cloning cells to make food, I am completely against that. Because, come on, you know this is the type of thing, years down the road we'll find out, it's not good for you, right? It shouldn't be consumed. So it just does not, to me, sound like anything I would ever think of doing. Lab-grown meat. I mean, is that appealing to anyone? Because when I think lab, I think Dexter's Laboratory. Like, you know, I think beakers and stuff. Like, I don't want food that came out of that. I want my, when I'm talking about meat, I want my meat the natural way, right? Steak. I want that. I want to know that that steak was at one point part of a living cow. Bacon. I want to know my bacon at one point was a pig. I mean, what's next? Lab-made eggs? I can't believe there's a debate in Texas over this. Like, I'd be like, yeah, that's great. That sounds amazing. I want to make sure that that does not come across my plate anytime soon. But speaking of, and I don't know why I tied these two topics together, because I guess in my head, they sounded similar. But speaking of lab-grown meat, somehow it also made me think of AI. And here's an interesting story that I came across. Only 1 in 5 workers say that AI use is checked at work. That is from a new study from the New York City-based business advisory firm Esner Amper. Shows only 22% of U.S. desk workers who use AI tools say their company actively monitors how the tech is being used. Now, I got to ask you, Has anyone in this audience used AI for work? 803-0930, star 930. We'll start with Tanner. Tanner, have you ever used AI for work? You ever use it in there in the control room? You've got all the access.
I used it one time, actually, and it was before the first Wednesday with a Democrat segment. We were trying to think of a name for the segment, and I'm not creative enough for that. So I asked ChatGPT, what's a creative, you know, name for a radio segment where we bring on an elected Democrat? And it spat a few things out at me that I've since forgotten. But that's the only time I've ever used AI at work.
That's good. That's good. I have to say, if the Google AI counts, there are times where callers will bring something up, and I just want to, you know, quickly check them, even though you can't trust AI to be completely fact-checked, because AI told me that Kathy Hochul's been the governor since 2016, so that was wrong. But no, for work, it's funny, because I know people who will, you know, they'll ask ChatGPT or they'll ask AI for the news going on in their local area, and how, again, it will confuse two different articles that it used to spit out whatever's in the thing, and will tell you something that's actually not true. Now, I will say this. I have used AI to ask about Joe Beamer. You know, I've searched my name on AI, and you know what? Let's just say it hasn't said the kindest things. But I would advise by this. Be careful what kind of work you do using AI. Here's the reason I would never do it for the show. Like, I would use it as Tanner, like, you know, as Tanner said, to come up with a creative name or something. Like, I love that idea, actually, Tanner. I might steal that from you. But I would never say, hey, AI, what should I talk about on my Buffalo radio show today? Here's why. Number one, you might not like all my topics, but I think I can fill a show with topics. Okay. But I don't want to, remember, AI learns from everything you put into it, right? You are teaching AI. It is growing from the use. I don't want to teach AI how to do my job. And if I was some of these individuals that were using AI for work, I'd make damn sure that there is not a threat that my desk job can just be replaced by AI, and that you asking it questions and using work specifics to get the answer actually taught AI how to do your job. Next thing you know, you're out of a job. That position is eliminated. That would be my main concern. And that's what I always think about with AI. This is something that, again, everything it does, it is learning new skills. It's learning new information from the stuff that the people are putting into it. So that is something I would never think of doing, especially with some jobs that you would, you know, feel are threatened by AI. And, you know, hey, I'm always feeling that someone's threatening my job, so I would never want to feed that information. I also wouldn't be surprised if we get further and further along here that there are more companies. I know companies monitor the computers at work. Come on, I mean, that's been the case forever now. But if more companies were using AI to monitor the AI use within the office. So 22% of people believe that their company is monitoring their AI. I would say over the next few years, you might not know it, but your work is monitoring what you're doing. And it probably is not a good look if a job you've been working for 10, 12 years, you're getting advice from AI. As much as, you know, it's cool, right? Like some of the stuff from AI, let's be honest, it is cool. It's also quite scary. You know, I've said this before. We did a whole show on AI. It is scary, the videos that are coming out. I mean, how much more real they're looking every day. I mean, you can still pick out an AI video, but can you imagine in 5 years what that will look like? You know, I've said this. I mean, there are radio stations, music radio stations that use AI DJs. That scares the hell out of me, right? I mean, it's cool. It's cool how far technology has come. But we don't need to be losing jobs to artificial intelligence. So again, back to the reason I brought this up. If you're using AI at work, I'd be very careful on how you're asking the questions. Do not teach the AI how to do your job, because then you might not have a job. Speaking of that, walking around Atlanta on Sunday, I saw several of these self-driving Uber cars. Would you ever get in to a self-driving car? If you were out and you requested an Uber, and these things, you know, they look like the Google photo cars. It's got all the sensors and everything all around it. At first, I thought it was one of those cars taking a picture of the screen. But no, it was a self-driving car. Would you ever get into a self-driving car? I'll tell you, I'm 50-50 on this one. I have not been put in the situation where one's actually pulled up when I requested a car. I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would. I'd like to know from you. 803-0930, star 930. We'll talk about that and much, much more. It's Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, Arms Wide Open is Creed. What that? What Journey song was I thinking of? Now I'll come to you with open arms. Arms Wide Open was Creed. Thank you, Tanner. It is Joe Beamer back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930, star 930. If you have a comment on anything we've brought up so far today. You know, I've talked about this in the past. And, you know, I have nothing against people who, you know, want to get tattoos. I've seen some pretty cool looking tattoos. I am on record as saying if the Bills, the Hokies, the Sabres, the Mets win a championship in my lifetime, I will get a tattoo for it. I've never told my wife that, but yeah, you know, I've said it numerous times. But it's when you get relationship tattoos, like especially in your teens, the amount of videos I have seen of people getting the laser remove of a tattoo, you know, forever together. I got this when I was 18. Well, I mean, hey, there are some precious stories of high school sweethearts who go on to be married and they're together forever and all that. But can we use statistics? You're probably, I mean, I hate to be this person. You're probably not going to marry the person you're dating at 18. Right? Is that fair to say in 2025, maybe things were different 50, 60 years ago? Like, maybe that's not the tattoo you get. I mean, hey, there's, like I said, there's cool tattoos. I will gladly get a tattoo when one of my teams wins a championship. But the amount, there was a, you know, sometimes I just go down the weirdest rabbit holes online. And after I watched several minutes of ridiculous stuff, I watched even more time of people getting their tattoo removed. Now, I've never gotten a tattoo, but I could feel the pain of the laser removal. And just thinking to myself, man, like, that's got to be painful. It's got to be doubly painful because it probably brings back the emotions of when you got the tattoo, right? Anyway, nothing against tattoos at all. Please, that's not what I'm saying. It's just relationship tattoos. I feel, obviously if you get older, obviously, but I feel you get a relationship tattoo in your late teens, early 20s, what's the percentage of those that are either going to be removed or covered up forever? You get what I'm saying? 803-0930, star 930. We did get some really bad news into the newsroom today that I need to share with everyone. Now, as you know, football season is right around the corner. And I am, I'm psyched. Not going to lie. Psyched for the Bills season to start. But when the Bills aren't playing at one, which has become more common over the years for the Bills not to play at one, I like to sit at home and watch NFL Red Zone. Well, we got some bad news from NFL Red Zone host Scott Hansen just a few minutes ago. Here is what he said to Pat McAfee.
Can you give us a preview of what it's going to sound like on Sunday there?
Yeah.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Oh, man. Let me. Before I do it, can I just say one thing? When it comes, I'm the host of the show.
What if I said no?
Right?
What if I would have said no right there? You said, can I say one thing?
I'd run through the stop sign. The business folks handle the business.
Of course.
And I have no say over different elements that could or could not be in the show.
Okay.
And so I'll just tell you right now, when you see me come on the air here, we're going to hit the Octo Box. We've got 8 games in the early window, taking you around all the different cities. And then when we get into it, ladies and gentlemen, it's been more than 250 days since the first full NFL Sunday, but we are back. And 7 hours of Red Zone football starts now.
Oh, right. Wow.
Well said.
I realize that might be a slight change to some of you, but that's what the catchphrase will be.
Listen,
going forward.
We all understand what the NFL is, okay? We all understand what the NFL is. Mm-hmm. As soon as we heard it's in 50 million homes and everybody's watching it, we knew immediately that there's going to be commercials dropped in there. Now,
so NFL Red Zone used to be 7 hours of commercial-free football. It's now still 7 hours. Here's the thing that I don't understand. You know, so you're getting the commercials, right? And we love our commercials, right? We're able to broadcast to you thanks to our great sponsors, and we love each and every one of them. But most people are still paying a premium to get NFL Red Zone. So you're paying for the commercials. I've checked my sports package. It is the same price as it was last year. I mean, if you're having commercials, it's like HBO Max added the ad level, right? And of course, in the Beamer house, we get the ad level of everything because we get the cheapest of everything. And the price went down $10. If you get HBO Max with ads, it's only $9.99. But NFL Red Zone, adding commercials, I have yet to see where NFL Red Zone will be cheaper. Like, if you're adding commercials, well, now you're just another cable network, and you should be on the standard basic cable package. But no, this is still an upcharge for many people. That's where my anger comes in. I'm not mad at commercials. Again, sponsors are what give me the job I have, and I am grateful and thankful for everyone that advertises on this very station. We love you. Thank you. I just don't understand how the cable companies can still continue to upcharge for Red Zone because it's no longer a commercial-free offering. It's no longer HBO. It's no longer Showtime. It's just another ESPN network now. So that's where my confusion over all this comes in. But nonetheless, it is still a great concept. I will say that. Whoever came up with the NFL Red Zone concept is a very smart business person, you know? Like, the NFL Sunday Ticket was a great idea. And by the way, do you know who created the NFL Sunday Ticket? John Taffer. Brian and I asked him about that when he was a guest on our show like 4 years ago. But John Taffer created the NFL Sunday Ticket, and that is still a great product, right? Obviously, there's a reason you're paying for that. You're getting every game, not just your local game. NFL Red Zone completely changed it, because for a lot of people now, well, I don't need the Sunday Ticket. I just want to watch, you know, I want to have an eye on all the games, and when it's in the Red Zone, now I'll be there. Which, another question I have, what if there's a game in the Red Zone and it's time to go to commercial? He didn't answer that question in the sound clip. But interesting, obviously, you know, I mean, that was going to happen, right? ESPN's taken over a lot of the NFL media in the new agreement. So you knew that was going to happen. But NFL, so Hard Knocks last night, the final episode, the 5-episode season of Buffalo Bills Hard Knocks. You know, hey, some heartwarming stories, right? You know, some of the guys that were cut come back to the practice squad. Jimmy Charlo. Yes, Jimmy Charlo. Great to see he's still going to be wearing a Bills jersey on the practice squad. Everyone liked his story. But I'll have to say, that episode left me, maybe it just leaves me wanting the season. I don't know. But I did think it was lacking just a little bit as a series finale. Again, the heartwarming stories of the players that come back for the practice squad, that was nice. The remix of Where Else Would You Rather Be Than Right Here, Right Now, I hope we hear that in the stadium all season. That was pretty cool. But when it was over, and my wife said the same thing, she goes, oh, it's over. Yeah, it just felt like it abruptly ended. Which I get, it's the preseason, now the regular season started. And, you know, that's the story to tell. But I will say this. It was fun to follow. I have never been a big preseason person. You know, I usually just hold my breath, hope no one gets hurt. This made me appreciate training camp and the preseason more than I ever have before in my life. Now, next year, that won't be an issue because it'll be breaking in the new stadium. So there's an excitement there. But yeah, it was pretty cool to see the Bills featured on that. And we'll see how the season goes. Again, kicking off the season Sunday against Baltimore, a rematch of the divisional series. I think I said last week, Tanner, it was the wild card series. I was sadly mistaken. I forgot all about the Denver game. I don't know how that happened. So Baltimore, the rematch at Highmark Stadium, the final season / home opener in the stadium's history, Sunday night, 8:20 on NBC, if you are not attending. And then we learned this about the new stadium, something that we already knew if we just did simple math. There won't be many tickets open to the public for many or any of the games Because if we look through here and everything that's gone on with the personal seat license, well, 80% of the tickets are already sold to season ticket holders. And now they are going to start going to their list of people who put a deposit down and are first in line post post season tickets getting a season ticket holders getting a chance, right? 80% of PSLs in the new Bills Stadium have sold. Sell out by end of the year within reach. During the second quarter of the year, the Buffalo Bills sold more than 14,500 personal seat licenses, far eclipsing any prior quarterly sales. Tack on 9,000 sales since the start of the current quarter, July 1st, and the team has now sold 80% of its available inventory. The Bills have given season ticket holders a final chance to purchase seats in the new stadium. Then it will go to those who have put a deposit for second. So here's the thing. The stadium seats, what, 64, 65,000? It's going to be smaller than the stadium they play in now. So, if you know, I mean, most of the tickets will be season ticket holders. And that's the case in the current stadium, but you still have about 15,000 seats available every game that go on to the general public. In this new stadium, you're going to have four or five. Now, after the first few seasons, they are going to have standing room only available. So I guess those will go and be public tickets. But that's not going to be the case in the first season. Now, I also believe that by the postseason next year, if the Bills are in the playoffs, they're not going to turn down the money and go, well, we said we weren't going to have the standing room open for the first few seasons. Let's be honest. They'll start selling the standing room in the playoffs probably next year. But for as seats are concerned, I mean, you're only talking about 3,000 or 4,000 seats available per game to the public, which is crazy, right? I mean, I guess they're capping the season tickets at 60,000. So a majority of games, it won't take much to sell them out. Remember, the stadium they play in now used to seat 80,000, right? And they cut that down in the 90s. And obviously during the drought, they still had a problem selling games out. Thanks to Russ Salvatore, we got to see a lot of those games. But they had trouble in a 75, 76,000 people stadium. Well, now you cut it by 10,000. And again, that's not a rule anymore. So sellouts don't mean on TV. They're on TV regardless. But still, interesting how things change, right? You go beginning of the 80s, the Bills played in front of more than 80,000 people. Now the new hip thing in town is a little over 65,000. Speaking of hip, Tom Bowerly's coming up next with his program. Tom, how you doing?
Did you just say my hip is sore? What? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, Tom, not much. Great to have you back. Loved hearing you yesterday, and I'm glad, you know, the wheels are in motion. We got the whole train going again.
Yes, the train is going, and it's not powered by wind or solar or electric, as far as I'm aware. But yeah, you know, I thought it was interesting, too, that, you know, Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris had that horrible catastrophic fire. You do realize they rebuilt Notre Dame years ahead of the time it's going to take to extend Buffalo's Metro Rail? You're aware of that, right? I'm just saying.
They didn't need the environmental studies at Notre Dame as they do here.
I'm sure they did environmental studies and everything else, but they did things a lot faster for some reason. But anyway, coming up after 3, the whole electrification of New York State thing has proven to be a huge source of interest for people who listen to the show. And coming up after 3, we're going to have somebody on who knows, I dare say, more than I, Dominic Cortez of Hammer Time. Will be with us after 3. He knows a lot, obviously, about home construction and renovation, and we're going to get into it with him. We're going to carry the news conference live on the New York State scam, which is going to cost people a lot of money. And if you're somebody who, you know, you hear the word electrification on the show and you don't know how it's going to affect you, you really need to listen. I said yesterday that in many respects, people who listen to what I do on electrification and what others are doing on electrification, you're kind of like the lookout in the crow's nest of the Titanic. And it's almost as though 95% of your neighbors are passengers asleep in their cabins, and you've got to be the one to sound the alert to them that this iceberg is looming dead ahead so that the ship of state can turn away from this nonsense. And it's not just the bills every month, Joe. It is retrofitting of homes. Mm-hmm. It is the increased costs that people are going to incur, not just on the electric bills, but also on these new modalities, which currently are handled just fine by clean, efficient natural gas, your best energy value.
Well, it's sad, you know, Tommy, as you said, we're out there in the crow's nest telling you, you got to turn. Kathy Hochul has locked the wheel and is just soaring this thing right towards the iceberg.
Yeah. Maybe Kathy needs some more martinis or something. I don't know. But yeah, she's look, I mean, you talk about the Peter principle, and I think the greatest irony is when Andrew Cuomo was running into his troubles, I said, you know, at some point, not too far from now, this is a few years ago, I said, at some point, not too far from now, we're going to look at Andrew Cuomo and say, boy, I miss the good old days.
Yeah, you were onto something. You know, I mean, Andrew Cuomo, who was on Fox News over the weekend, something I never thought I'd see, and you're pointing to him like, well, I mean, who thought it could get worse? And then Kathy Hochul, you know, Manhattan Kathy standing there for the last 4 years.
Quite frankly, she has intellectual and integrity leprosy.
Oh, I mean, for sure. I mean, and she is just another puppet for the Democrats following the talking points, you know, standing up to Trump. Come on, Kathy, seriously?
Well, they're all puppets. Yeah. I mean, sorry, but they're all puppets. But at least, you know, at least when puppets are on the side that we happen to be on, we aren't getting screwed in the name of progress. I mean, I'm sorry, but these are the same people, Joe, who used to chain themselves to trees mm-hmm. for the environment, and now they want wind turbines everywhere. They want this this program to go through. These are the people. If the Republicans did something like this, I know exactly what the Democrats would say. This is going to adversely affect women and minorities a lot more than everybody else. They're going to push grandma off the cliff in a wheelchair of energy efficiency.
Well, my favorite thing about these are the same people that cut the ribbon in front of the NFTA natural gas bus and were applauding it as the future. And now, oh, sorry, no, natural gas is also bad. We're against that now. I mean, the same people were applauding that bus less than 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's like playing whack-a-mole, frankly. Not that I enjoy playing whack-a-mole. I don't want to whack any mole.
Well, Tom, I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to hearing from Dominic, but obviously looking forward to hearing from you as well and the press conference. Can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be I think it's going to be must-listen radio. So if you're listening right now saying, well, this is the first I've heard of any of this, whatever are they talking about? Talking about you and your money, because it's going to be pillaged very, very soon because of this energy electrification of New York State. And you'd better wake up, sweetheart, and smell the coffee.
Yeah, the time of ignoring this is over. It's time to pay attention and get involved. Tom Bowerly.
I was going to, can you afford like 10 grand right now to retrofit a home you might move into?
No.
But if I was the Buffalo Bills, you'd find the 10 grand for the season tickets. Ah,
No. That was a payment plan, Tom. A payment right. plan.
I'm never going to let you live that
one. Tom, that crosstalk lives in my head forever, okay? talked about how great the experience is, and then you just showing me how much of a puppet I sounded like.
Well, I just tend to be very fiscally conservative, Joe. That's all.
Well, Tom, love you, man, and can't wait to hear you after the news with Tom Puckett here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.